This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, it's Grant Thompson here on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen. Again, really busy podcast this week actually. We're talking about childish adults on the show and some people who are no longer with us as we do our kick to the bucket list. Also, we gave away an iPad Friday last week. You can hear what happened when that was on the show. And sexy foods. Is there any way of making Scottish food sexy? We'll talk about that on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Oh yeah, and there is a small matter of earlier on this week, I caught up with JLS. You can hear what happened in full right here on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. But before all of that, let's go back to the big drive home with Andy and Craig last week, talking about hotel rooms and what would you like to see in your ideal hotel room?
And I found pictures in the paper today of a brand new hotel room, which is available for you to rent in Brighton.
Oh, righto.
It's a fair drive to go, I've got to give you that. It's got all the usual stuff in it, you know, bed, TV, tea and coffee in the room. This is different because they're all knitted.
What, knitted coffee?
Yeah, it's tricky, very small stitches. But this has gone a little bit too far, okay? In recent years, the boutique hotel has exploded and has become quite fashionable.
I stayed in one last month.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can tell, the word boutique is Latin for very expensive.
I booked early, so it wasn't so expensive.
Oh, well, typical.
Yeah, but they're nice.
There are a few things I have issues with, okay? I stayed in one too recently, and let me just... I made a small note, okay? If you're designing a hotel room and you want to make it hugely desirable for people to stay in, well, specifically me, and Craig also agrees, and a handful of people in the office, put in proper coat hangers in the wardrobes, okay? Not these silly things that you hook in. I know they're designed so that people don't pinch them, but just don't.
Is there a great criminal market for coat hangers?
Yes.
On the black market, melt them down.
I was in Spain once and a guy offered me a whole range of different nicked coat hangers.
My that second was another part.
Can we put real milk in the milk and tea and things? Because that UHT stuff is rank, it's awful.
Can
you turn the heating down when you put people in as well? I know that it's cold, but seriously.
Yeah, and we're not going to jump out the window. You can give us a window that can open.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And one thing that I found a problem with the one I was staying is, can we have a TV that I can actually work so I can press one and it boots on BBC One and not a menu telling me, well, what the menu is and when I can get breakfast and when somebody can go and clean my nose for me and that. I just want to watch the TV.
Okay, so technology is also an issue in these rooms. Can we get thicker walls? That'd be good. Or walls that are made something other than paper mache.
Don't want to hear Dave next door, do you?
That's all you can hear. And my final one, and this is by no means a reflection on what the company feels, but can we just, when you book in on the bed, can there be just like one set of pillows? You know, just if it's a double bed, one each, that's fine. Not in the boutique hotels, there seems to be 20. This time last year I stayed in one, and I kid you not, it took me 15 minutes to get into bed because I was throwing pillows off to try and get in. And then in the middle of the night, you get up for a pee and you fall over them. Anyway,
too much information. Okay,
sorry about that. So is there anything, that as you've been into boutique hotels or anything you've been into a hotel and you thought, hang on a minute, that's a bit unusual, there's no need for that. Then it's always the paintings as well they put up on the wall. I always love those.
Oh, of a disappointed horse standing in a field going...
Best bit of the radio from last week from Andy and Craig on the big drive home talking about hotel rooms and stuff that really should come as standard. With hotel rooms. This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. Now, I had for the first time ever this week chocolate porridge, which really isn't very sexy. Sounds sexy, chocolate, but porridge is really not. Greg and Yaz on The Breakfast Show, we're talking about foods that could be aphrodisiacs or sexy food. Here's what happened.
Today sees the launch of Melt in Your Mouth Viagra. Right? I'm not making this up. All true. And also sees the launch of the latest edition of the Aphrodisiac Encyclopedia, right? Which includes some...
Well, you can go from A to Z of
aphrodisiacs,
okay.
I don't understand these aphrodisiac things, you know? There's nothing more romantic, of course, than you're there, music's on, candles are lit. Oh, yes, and out come the oysters, and just to get you in the mood, and she goes... That really gets me going. I don't know. I don't. Can you make Scottish food sexy? I don't think you can. Can you?
Okay,
you think
try.
You can? You
try.
Really? Oh.
Well, you've got like you could have mince and scurly.
You've got to say a bit mince and
scurly. Scarly, yeah.
Roll your R a bit there, yes.
Minton Scurly.
Oh!
And yeah.
Yeah, it works. Haggis. Neeps. Tatties.
You can have a bit of a shortbread finger.
Steady. Stovies. An oak kick.
I think it would end nicely with a packet of fudge.
My favourite was the mince and tatties. Let's not go there, that sounds really, really creepy. It's the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. And have you ever been told to act your age? Greg and Yaz on The Breakfast Show this week, we're talking about childish adults. Here's what happened.
Britain, the United Kingdom, we are, apparently, according to a newspaper report today, a nation of big kids. We never grew out of it in Britain. We love watching children's TV, and we love eating alphabetti spaghetti.
Yeah.
They never
put... Or playing on swings,
yeah. Well, there's a whole list here, right? And this is... we're all a little bit guilty of this, apparently. Half of adults will admit that they bop to pop songs and drool over young celebrities. We skive off work. We crack rude jokes. Yeah. We live on fish fingers to try and keep our youth alive. You like fish fingers, Yaz?
I like fish fingers sandwiches.
Fish fingers. Look at that. Now, where did that start? Did that start when you were a kid?
Probably did, actually, yeah.
Never given up, never moved on from it. Researchers found that we've become a country of Peter Pans, 80% refusing to act their age.
Well, I don't know.
Not looking at anybody in particular. Almost half admit dressing in young clothes. 62% still enjoy watching children's TV shows. Things like Blue Peter.
Sesame Street,
yeah. Hi, Big Bird.
I don't know if I really believe it, though. I don't know.
It goes on here. 2/3 of adults find themselves fancying young stars like Justin Bieber.
One Direction.
One Direction, yes. Any of the guys in One Direction you like? Any of the
just
guys?
One.
No. I'll be honest, right? I'm reading this and I'm thinking, it's funny as this is, right? We've all had a laugh, right? Yeah. Let's put this to bed now. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's just not true.
Let's just go on with the show, actually. We've got music from Scouting for Girls.
I don't want to play Scouting for Girls. I don't want to play Scouting for Girls, yes. I just don't want to play them.
Not fair, is it?
Just not fair. Your age, Gregsy.
I always act my age. I'm never a child. Don't know what you're talking about. Behave. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sound 1 podcast. And on North Sound 1 last week, it was iPad Friday. Here's what happened when we gave away an iPad.
iPad Friday. You've been texting in all day to make sure that you're in the list for the chance to win an iPad too. Let's call somebody back.
Hello,
is that Jordan?
Yeah.
This is Andy James and Craig McDonald from North Sound 1. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hello there.
You sound a bit sleepy.
I've been work experience.
Oh, see. So you're a bit tired on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
You texted earlier on for your chance to win an iPad 2.
Yeah.
Well done, you got it! Congratulations!
Wait, hey,
you know,
hey, you're
iPad 2.
No.
A genuine phone call. No, you text through. You probably said to yourself, I'm never going to win it, but you have. Well done. Congratulations. Oh. And please don't swear. Well done.
Now you're more awake now, aren't you?
Seems to have done the trick. You seem to be slightly more awake. Well done. Congratulations.
No, I wouldn't mind an iPad too. I could go. This is the best of the North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. I had a big week last week, actually. I got down to Glasgow to meet GLS, and when I got to the place where we were interviewing them, there had been girls camping outside all night to meet GLS, and they weren't going to let me in. I tried to push to the front of the queue to get into the building. They thought I was just a crazy fan trying to get in. I almost didn't get to interview them. But I did get into the building eventually and got to speak to GLS. And here's what happened. Joined on the show by GLS, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Yay! Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's going to be a little bit like school. I'm going to do the register and we can all just say here.
Yeah.
Here. So we have Aston.
Here.
We have Marvin.
Yes, miss.
We have Jonathan, JB.
Yes, here.
And we have Arishi.
Hello.
So we're all here. Guys, can here. I just say that when I came in today, I had to ambush my way into the building. There are hundreds of screaming, not just screaming girls, screaming guys. There's older people.
This is what you do. Mum, this is what you do to dads, the girls. You do this.
When's your record coming out?
That's what I thought. I thought these people can't be for me.
Oh, they had to be.
But they weren't going to let me in. They thought I was pushing in. No, we're seeing GLS. We're seeing GLS. I managed to squeeze my way through the crowd.
Oh, you're lucky.
Does that get on your nerves a little bit sometimes?
I don't think it... How would you feel if there was hundreds of girls outside and clambering onto you because you couldn't get in? How would you feel then?
I don't know. I'd probably feel quite self-conscious. I'd have to feel like I have to look amazing every day.
Well, that's probably the answer then.
So do you guys feel like that? Do you have to, like, before you leave the house, check that everything, you look good?
To be fair, this morning was a very early wake-up call. Yeah. Yeah. And I think most of us probably woke up, put on some clothes, brushed our teeth, and just got in the car.
That's exactly it, Rich.
You know, so there we go.
You got in the car and went.
Yeah.
So what's a typical weekend like for GLS? Obviously, we mentioned that wherever you go, there's hundreds of people turn up. Do you do, like, normal blocky stuff? Or?
We don't have a typical weekend. We have a typical day off, maybe.
Okay.
We like to chill out, maybe do a bit of golf, maybe hang out with the girlfriends for two of us, maybe go to cinema. You know, we try and do as normal things as possible whenever we can, you know, but obviously we don't get a lot of time off, so.
Yeah, you guys have been working solid for the last couple of months on the album, haven't you?
Yeah.
And also on the telly as well. Actually not on the telly, on the cinema programme, GLS Eyes Wide Open.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell them a little bit about that. Can I just say it was the best attended music cinema event in the UK ever?
Yes, sir. Amazing. I was just about
congratulations.
To say that, but you took
fantastic.
The words right out of my mouth.
What can I say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
How did that all come about?
Wow. It's a long story, really. We obviously always wanted to feature in a film, and I'm sure we'd still love to go into having more cinema releases and stuff. And it was kind of, we did a show called This Is JLS.
Yeah.
And obviously off the back of that, the guy we worked with, Ben Winston, he's a director. He came to us and he was like, you know, I think you guys, it'd be great to, you know, to do some footage if you have an idea for you guys for this this movie, you know, and obviously it'll feature ourselves and stuff. We kind of, you know, went round in a few circles. It was going to be like a drama, and then it changed to being about us, and then it changed to being, you know, obviously we'd already had a documentary that kind of charted our success from the show, so we kind of wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And then we ended up, between us and our management, ended up doing obviously Eyes Wide Open, which is based around our last arena tour. And it just kind of documented what it's like for us going around in the UK and you know, how I guess our presence has changed over the years.
After doing the movie thing, is that a kind of route you want to go down? Would you ever see yourself as doing movies in the future?
I'd love to definitely do more acting and stuff. You know, from doing This Is JLS to obviously the Eyes Wide Open. Do you know what I mean? We've done it. Well, Eyes Wide Open wasn't acting, but do you know what I mean? We've done a few kind of different roles. So yeah, it would definitely be exciting. But music comes first, I think, for all of us. Making sure that we release great music for our fans is the most important thing.
Now, speaking of music, you guys have had a busy summer. You're at summer tour this year, supported by Ollie Murs and Alexis Jordan.
Indeed.
Yes.
You have been all over the UK.
Yep.
Yes.
So you must have got to see some amazing sights. And how are Ollie and Alexis to work with?
Ollie's doing fantastic. He still won't come out on a night out with us.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is that?
I think he's scared.
Yeah. That's not fair.
He came once.
He couldn't have us the other day as well.
I'd be quite intimidated if, like, we had to dance and, like, there was backflips involved and I'd step back.
Well, you know.
I understand that. Yeah. Right, anyway, the new album is coming out and the new single from it is out on the 6th of November. It's called Take a Chance on Me. When I first saw this, I saw it written down on paper and I thought, oh, what's happened? GLS are going to cover ABBA. I had it going through my mind. I listened to it. But it's quite different. It's almost ballady.
Yeah.
It's more of that live, you know... I suppose, obviously, Bruno Mars must have introduced it to everyone, I mean, commercially, giving it that live, mellow feel, you know, trying to, obviously, put a ballad into that kind of, you know...
Why the change? Like She Makes Me Wanna was, like, almost quite clubby. It had Dev on it, and then...
It's that time of year, isn't it? It's the time for, you know, just chill out, have a little cuddle.
Bit of a feel-good song?
Yeah, of course.
Guys, we just played the new single there, which is Take a Chance on Me. I see what you mean about it being quite, you know, for this time of year. It's quite chilled out. I quite like that. So it's different from She Makes Me Wanna.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, you worked with Dev on that. Anybody else you'd like to work with on one of your songs?
So many people, you know. I mean, to be fair, one person that we really enjoyed working with was Tiny Temper.
Yeah,
that was really cool. I think definitely for that time we did Eyes Wide Shut, for the UK it was such a kind of big thing. You know, Tiny was becoming the biggest rapper in the country, and, you know, and we always talked about doing stuff, so that was an amazing thing. But obviously we've got aspirations to do lots of other collaborations. We did obviously a performance collaboration recently with the Jackson 5, which is a dream for us for a very, very long time. That was absolutely incredible. We did Blame It on the Boogie with them. But of course, we've got lots of aspirations.
The new album, which is called Jukebox, how is it going to go? Is it more of the She Makes Me Wanna Eyes Wide Shut theme, or is it more of what we heard in the new single? Because I did read somewhere that you're sampling a Bing Crosby track. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. It's a bit of both, really. That's why it's called Jukebox. It's a bit of a mixture of different sounds. And yeah, we sampled a classic Bing Crosby Christmas song. But our version is not like a Christmas song, but it's got a sample of Do You Hear What I Hear in it.
All right.
The song's called Do You Feel What I Feel. So when you're going to hear that real soon, and be interested to know what you think.
We totally need some new Christmas songs in this country. If I hear Mariah Carey and Shakin' Stevens one more time.
but
everybody loves Mariah.
Yeah, but we love the video.
She makes a fortune off that.
And that's got to be one of the best, greatest songs. Can't really
have JLS in and not talk about X Factor. Have you been watching it this year?
Absolutely. Yes,
without fail.
Right, honestly, what do you think? Judges, right decisions, wrong decisions?
Judges, lovely right decisions. Judges.
Yep. What do you think of the talent in the X Factor this year?
Right decisions.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Like, even at the weekend there?
I thought Misha B was great.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested to see what JLS thought of that. Is there any plans for you guys to be on this year performing?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. We're... Yeah, hopefully we'll get the phone call pretty soon if we are. So,
how is it going back like to the where it started? How is that?
It's always great because you know, obviously Simon's not there this year, you know, and the judges that were there when we did it aren't there. But you know, it's always good to go back. I'm sure we'll have a long chat with Louis when we go there if we get to go, and obviously, you know, obviously meet all the other new judges. We know Talisa, of course. We've worked with Gary Barlow, so it'd be nice. And you know, every time we've been back before, they've always welcomed us with open arms, and you know, we've always had a great time. So
that might be on the cards. Listen, I'm gonna let you go in a second, but before that, I have to ask, right? Your dance moves are just incredible. Whatever your song is on, one of our, I have tried to copy it before. I don't do dancing. Any dancing tips on how you move, like you guys, like the backflips and stuff?
Well, it depends what kind of, how far you are in your dancing ability. You know, if you're at the beginner stage,
just think dancing. Just think along those lines.
Okay, two step. Stick to that. Yeah. One, two.
Let's keep it right.
One.
There.
Two, and leave it at that.
There we go. Some dancing tips from JLS.
Simple.
Listen, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
guys.